Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this is the last day for you to nominate an issue for our upcoming election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days. We've been collecting the nominations on our website, but for a few minutes right now, we will also open the phone. So you can call us now at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. This year's series will concentrate on issues relevant to the New York City mayoral race and the New Jersey governor's race. And we want to know the issues affecting you and your community that you would like us to cover. So call us right now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And heads up, in the screening room, we will save half the lines for callers from New York and half the lines for callers from New Jersey, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And this is simple, folks. We are basically collecting issues. And we really want this to be as on-the-ground a 30 Issues in 30 Days series as it can. So what is actually going on in your life? What is actually going on your block? What is actually going on in your neighborhood that is an important New York City issue to discuss, relevant to who the mayor should be? What is actually going on in your life or on your block or in your neighborhood that we should discuss as relevant to who the New Jersey governor should be? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, as we collect your issue nominations for our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series. Is it taxes? Is it jobs? Is it development? Is it your kids' school? Whatever in your life or your community should be fodder for our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series for New York or New Jersey. Call us now, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And as I look at the board, all 10 of our lines are immediately full. However, the vast majority of them are from New York. So we're going to clear some of these lines. And come on, New Jersey, you have the most interesting race in the region. People think the New York City mayoral race is a foregone conclusion once they get past the primary. We don't accept any election as a foregone conclusion, certainly not a major one. And that's why we're not going to shrink from our annual tradition of a 30 Issues in 30 Days series. Whether or not the election is a foregone conclusion, this is an opportunity, really a responsibility, I think, on the part of the media to really take a look at the big issues confronting, in this case, New York City in this election year and New Jersey as a state. But New Jersey has a nationally watched. If you think what's going on right now in South Orange is not being watched in Orange County, California, think again, because there are only two gubernatorial races in the nation this year, in New Jersey and in Virginia. This is the kind of off-year, odd election year where only two governorships are up. I don't know why New Jersey does it this way, but in the year after Obama was elected, at a moment when his poll numbers are starting to go down, people are looking at this election as a bellwether. New Jersey hasn't elected a Republican governor since Christy Whitman, hasn't elected a Republican statewide official of any kind since Christy Whitman. This race in the polls has the Republican nominee, Chris Christie, leading John Corzine. This is a national bellwether election, and as of this moment, it is close. So New York City matters always. New Jersey matters always. And right now, New Jersey has the hot race. So we want to know what issues you think we should cover to really shed light on what's going on in the state of New Jersey, what's going on in the city of New York as the mayoral candidates get out and make their case. It's not always going to be the same issues that they talk about, by the way, right? They have their interest in raising certain issues that they think benefit them. This is why we open it up to you. This is why 30 Issues in 30 Days is kind of an open source thing the last few years. So we want to know from you in New York City. We want to know from you in New Jersey. What issues should we be talking about in our 30 Issues in 30 Days series, which will begin later this month? And Elliot in Green Village. You're on WNYC. Elliot, thanks for calling.
Hi there. The biggest issue I see in New Jersey is we need a dedicated source of funding for open space, farmland, and historic preservation.
All right. We're writing it down. David in Greenpoint. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi. The issue I'm concerned about is poorly trained laborers. The paving of the roads in Greenpoint, they've been unable to figure out that to cover the storm drains is very easy and very cheap. Instead, they've been dumping tons of hot asphalt throughout Greenpoint and Williamsburg in our storm drains.
Really? And then what happens?
It gets filled with hot asphalt, and this needs an investigation, because we have to find out how damaging has this been to our infrastructure. I'm a senior citizen, and I was formerly the president of the Greenpoint Community Development Association. In 2007, I sent David Yaske a certified letter.
All right, and you know what? I'm going to leave it there for now, but maybe we can get more information off the air from him about how to follow up on this. But we've got it registered as a possible issue for 30 issues in 30 days. Maria in Fairhaven, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Brian. So everybody in town, every election season, complains about property taxes, but no one is willing to discuss in the whole state a real plan to combine town services. Also, I would like to know why New Jersey doesn't have a tax on its gasoline. We could make up half the deficit or maybe the whole thing in this state but nobody even talks about this. We don't have a state tax on gasoline. That's why it's so cheap here. So those are the two things.
Maria, thank you very much. Ellen in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ellen.
Hi. Hi again. I am a beneficiary of affordable housing, but I think so are the real estate people. So I think we need some real affordable housing. And I think there's an issue about seniors, too, but I don't know if you want me to go on.
Go ahead, real quick. Seniors, what about seniors?
Well, in relation to affordable housing, in my building, I was the only one who could afford not to have a mortgage, but I still have an income that wasn't so low that I wasn't eligible for the housing unless I paid cash. And now I don't think you can do that anymore, and I think this will affect seniors.
Ellen, thank you very much. There's actually a shocking new report out about the increasing percentage of seniors who are living in poverty, and we're going to do something on that in coming days. But if you thought that poverty among the elderly was wiped out by Medicaid and Medicare, and I should say Medicare and Social Security, it is back on the rise, both in New York City in particular and around the country, and we'll be talking more about that, as I say, in coming days. Mary Ellen in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mary Ellen. What's your issue?
Hi, Brian. I wanted to talk about shared services. I think I've been preempted by the lady from Fairhaven. But the idea that we have as many hundreds of jurisdictions as we have in New Jersey and as many school districts as we have, and how little there is of combining of police and fire services, and in particular of educational services.
Right. People say they want small government. That didn't necessarily have to mean they want 650 small governments spread out in one relatively small state. But what did you think about her gasoline tax increase proposal? I thought, you know, half the people in New York drive over to New Jersey just to get their gas tanks filled.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always been it's something from which we benefit by living in New Jersey, but it obviously is another low-hanging fruit.
Thank you very much. Joe and Chelsea, you're on WNYC. What's your issue, Joe?
My issue is that this year my maintenance went up 30% because my building's taxes went up 30%. And granted, I understand things are expensive, but during recession, I think it's really hard, especially knowing that the new buildings down the street all have tax abatement. And I think that's a really big issue, especially since I live in a six-floor walk-up,
mm-hmm.
and I probably pay 10 times what people in these new buildings pay.
And they have tax abatement because they're offering a certain percentage of affordable housing?
No, I don't even know if it's because of that. I think that it's because I'm not sure, because I know a couple of people who were in those buildings, and they just made sure that their apartments were tax abated because they didn't want to pay the taxes.
Joe, thank you. We're going to write that down. Maybe that's a good one for us to get to the bottom of, the kind of very Byzantine series of tax abatements and tax incentives for developing housing that go to some developers and some not, and might disadvantage people like Joe who are in pre-existing housing. Karen in Edison, you're on WNYC. What's your issue? Hi, Karen.
Hi. This is sort of nationwide. All the social services agencies for getting assistance for medical, food stamps, your heat, all of them close at 4 o'clock. You can't get anything like a DMV agency with a couple weeknights and a Saturday. And you have all these people now stuck with jobs that are 9 to 3 because that's part-time. There's no time. You have to actually take off time to go get the assistance. And I
got it, Karen. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to sneak two more people on here before we run out of time and talk to No Impact Man, Colin Bevan. Linda in Far Rockaway, you're on WNYC. Hi, Linda. What's your issue?
Hi, good morning. It's Rockaway Park, and thanks for taking
sure.
my call.
Sure.
There's a proposal for a liquid nitrogen gas plant to be built approximately 15 miles off the coast of Rockaway. Of course, as a community, we are not happy about it, do not want it. Foreign ships will be coming in. It's supposed to be massive, a very large cement something mm-hmm. built there. Mm. It's in the hands of our governor. He rejected it for the Long Island Sound area. As of yet, he has not made a decision concerning Rockaway. I think it would be very helpful if many people would learn of this proposal.
Would it be in New York City waters?
I don't know. Legally, when you're 15 miles out.
You're in international waters. All right, maybe that is a mayoral issue. And Alan and Summit, you're going to get the last issue nomination for today.
Okay, yeah. Well, we live in a small community here, but this is a problem throughout the state that developers seem to be dominating in what's happening in our communities rather than having any sensitivity or voice for local community people and community, some kind of community vision.
And I think we learned in the corruption scandal revelations in that sweep a couple of months ago how tied New Jersey corruption is to some of the overdevelopment that takes place.
It's out of control.
And that's certainly one of the things that we'll be looking at. And so thank you all. And this is last call. Our webpage for this will remain open through the day, so nominate your New York or New Jersey issues by the end of today. Nominate an issue for our 30 Issues in 30 Days election series at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and as I said, that series will begin later this month with issues relative and relevant to the New York City mayoral race and the New Jersey governor's race. Stay with us as we meet once again Colin Bevan, also known as No Impact Man. There's a new book. There's a new movie. Maybe you've seen the trailer with a very familiar voice in it in the movie theater this weekend. We'll talk about that. And a quick reminder that tonight at 7, I'll be one of the questioners in the New York City Public Advocates Democratic primary debate, sponsored by WNYC, New York One, and The Daily News. The candidates are a colorful bunch, Mark Green, Norman Siegel, Bill de Blasio, and Eric Joya. So tune in on WNYC or New York One on TV. The Public Advocates primary debate. I'll be one of the questioners tonight at 7.